the Daily Talk Show, episode 625.
Happy Monday, you filthy animals. What's going on? Oh, I was watching, filthy animals. I was wondering where that came from. Got a bit, it's a bit much for a Monday, but I was watching Home Alone on Saturday night with Bodie.
Great film.
You know, where he lights the firecrackers and keep the change, you filthy animal. And then he runs off.
Oh, that's right. You know, was that pizza him, boy? Him saying that?
No, he's fast forwarding a video and like pressing pause and then playing, you know, AC said 10%. Anyway, it's great.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I loved it. I love it when Bodie likes some films that I can actually enjoy too, rather than sitting there watching bullshit.
Are you going to go to Shrek the Musical?
I'd like to. I think it'd probably scare him too much. It looks good. Shrek is great, but it's for a young 3-year-old.
Really? It's scary.
Well, in real life, seeing a big green man, sort of, you know, an ogre.
Well, there's a ogre. 97, there's that website that I believe Mimi Icon talks about that will tell you scary parts of a movie. And so you know what to get rid of. It's sort of like helicopterparents.com, I think is the address. We've got Rain Man Rory for the first time. G'day, Rain Man. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You're our analytics guru. I don't say guru much, but I feel like the analytics side of things, there is a level of guruism to it.
Because you want the messiah vibe, the guru vibe.
No, there's no, but you spend a lot of time.
You want to be in charge of the cult.
Well, no, I just hate when people call me a guru. If video guru.
Yeah, but why do you keep telling people to call you it?
I do not. So we've got Rayman for the first time. And Karen, aka Kaz, is back from Macau. Is that where you got those that bag from?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better when Kaz comes in the office. Mm-hmm. But then when Kaz comes in the office with treats, there's nothing better than that. Mm-hmm. And you've got like a bag of stuff. We can't go through it all because there's a lot there, but we want something to nibble on now, Kaz. So can you tell us one thing in there that we could try right now and sort of consider? Josh gets – he got angry at me once when I got cereal for him for Fat Fridays. He was so pissed.
That's right.
He was so pissed, like genuinely pissed.
I don't like cereal, yeah, so it was a bit of a waste. And so, Kaz, what does it say on the – what language is that on the front of the bag?
That's Chinese.
Chinese.
Okay.
And what does it say?
It's Adongshi, which is like the head chef.
The
brand of the company.
Oh, cool.
It's called that, yeah.
Can you say that again?
Adongshi.
Got it. No, I remember.
Can I try and say it? Can you say it one more time, please?
Adongshi.
Adongshi.
Not bad.
She simplified it for you. She really gave you the hip.
She enunciated.
Hippopotamus.
Well, it's all tonal, isn't it?
Mm. It's hard. Like when you see Tim Ferriss speaking Japanese, it's like he's.
Is that a tonal language as well? Is Japanese tonal? Is it like.
How would I know? I'm not Japanese.
I don't know. But like as in when it comes to languages, is that.
Safe to say, Kaz, you're the language expert here because you speak more than one. Us gronks around here can speak Australian and gronk. Mm-hmm.
It's not a tonal language.
No? It's not a tonal language.
But you see, like he does, it's with his mouth and like his tongue doesn't lift off. I've seen him talk about it when he was learning. He's like, I don't, when you speak.
It requires a different type of your mouth.
Mate, it's too much for me. Anyway, Kaz, what's one thing that we could try right now?
I reckon the egg rolls, they are really famous in Macau.
Okay, great.
Egg roll, famous to Macau.
Yeah.
This is not even Fat Fridays. This
could you bring it over,
naughty,
please?
Naughty Monday.
Okay. And this so to describe it, they look like taquito.
No, they don't actually cigars. Okay, they look like cigars.
Okay, this is great.
All right, let's see. So egg roll.
So, Kaz, what's in them?
Oh, no, that was just the.
I think that's just.
Oh, the this egg. Is the sachet. The
you,
sachet.
You know, you have fresh produce when it's got a little.
Do not eat. what's a
preservative thing? Anyway, let's smoke some cigars, JJ.
Thank you. Shall I take the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yum! So it smells like shortbread. Have you had shortbread before?
I don't think so.
Okay, shortbread's like it's big in like Christmas time and stuff.
That would be great, dipping into something. I like it, but you could almost suck some chocolate milk through it. How do you just eat them straight? Is that in Macau, people are just walking around chomping on these things?
Well, actually, you don't see them eating these. It's for the tourists.
Okay, you got us. Tourist, she tourist trapped us.
So no one's eating. Look at, so this is,
look at these, and
this
two is why
we love it here. We're like, oh, it's shortbread. It's like, yeah, it's shortbread. No, they're delicious. And so
look at these idiots eating.
Have you ever bought these for yourself? No.
It's a real troll, Karen. I'm back to Karen now. It's outrageous, but lovely. Thank you. You've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Where did you go to recently?
I went to Guangzhou and Taiwan.
Yeah. And what's the situation like traveling when this coronavirus has been, you know, going on around the world?
Should I just like talk about like what happened in Macau first?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be interesting.
So like ever since, because I worked in a school as an intern, and ever since the Chinese New Year's holiday started, the school has been shut down until now. Like it's still been closed and it's not going to be open until April.
Is this Monash or no?
No, it's in Macau. Like schools in Macau.
Oh, because Monash in Melbourne, they're pushing their term back another 2 weeks.
Really?
Because it's, yeah, all the people that are quarantined and they just didn't want to start all classes with, you know, 10 people and 20 people missing. And
sure. And so what sort of school is it?
It's an international school.
Mm-hmm.
And all the hotels and the casinos have been closed.
Oh, really?
Like pretty much no one's out in the street.
And so when you arrived,
even in Macau, wow! Imagine in
where
China,
And so what's the vibe like walking around and stuff?
It's kind of scary because Macau is it's really popular with people. Like everywhere you go, there's a lot of people on the street, and then now it's just that silence,
mm-hmm.
and then a lot of stores are closed, and everyone is wearing masks.
Yeah,
so it's like. Scary.
Well,
were you wearing mask? Mask?
We have to. It's mandatory.
Really?
In Macau, mandatory. Wow. I just thought it's like people just getting around it.
Mm.
I thought this is. And so, is there hand sanitizer everywhere? I saw. I think it was like, what do you call it? What's like fake footage from places? It's what's that? What's the word? Rain Man. You'd know it. It's
keep
like
going.
To sort of amplify the. It's there's a word that
propaganda,
yeah, of like drones flying, spraying handset or like sanitizer over places. Yeah. You didn't see that shit?
No.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely fake. And so you hand sanitizer.
Well, there is
everywhere.
Real stuff like that. Like people are like getting sprayed down like the front of their, but also in like the sewage system, those types of things.
And so you said, did you say that you went to Guangzhou?
Yeah, like, but that was before like it all happened
in
December.
Okay, I said that, yeah, last year, but it was still happening. And so you weren't worried at all?
No.
Nah. I mean, what about your friends? Have you got any friends that live in China?
No.
No. So it's still in Macau.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they'd mandatory and.
And so what, because your mum works at a hotel, is it hard working at hotels at the moment?
Yeah, I think for a lot of the staff, you have to take turns to go into the office. So like maybe like you have shift on Monday and then you have the rest of the week off.
Yeah,
sounds great.
People are just dying to go back to work because they have been closed off in their houses every single day.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
I saw mum and dad on the weekend and one of the first things it was like, oh, you know, talking about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out they've just been watching television because it's full on. Like I was like, what are you watching? And then next minute, like I watched a little grab of something and it's like, you know, Italy is in lockdown, you know, all this shit. And I was like, exactly
was
what
that
they were
Diabella's
saying.
Post?
No, this was before that. Mum and dad were onto it.
Four seasons. Sorry, not four seasons.
great condom brand though. Yeah. And hotel chain.
Nah,
just saying.
Four Corners. They did a great
piece of propaganda.
No, video on the whole thing.
real one.
Yeah.
What did you?
What
learn
are you
from
obsessed
it?
With the propaganda? What's the propaganda joke?
It was the propaganda for. Is your blood sugar that low that you can't remember?
Do you know
what
a propaganda? I don't know if you know what propaganda is.
Well, it's like could be.
It's created by the like a government or whatever.
Fake to create fake hype around something.
No, it's like I think within the context of the China stuff. Yeah, I guess I get what you're saying.
What I'm saying is like heightened. Like how crazy it is. Like Conspiracy Jimmy. My filter goes through my mate Conspiracy Jimmy because he's usually the first on a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me on Saturday, it's not as bad as I thought. And that's coming from a guy that lives in the land of conspiracy.
It's not as bad Reddit, as he thought in regards to
it going to collapse the economy. All this, you know, like it's going to be.
How does Conspiracy Jimmy know how it's going to go?
Well, what I'm saying is he's tapped into the hyperbolic conspiracy world, which is Reddit, 4chan, all that shit, right? So he's the one seeing the, you know, the solo people on YouTube, how you end up on some translated video of a guy in China talking about how bad it is. Like that's where he started. That's where he was sending me at the start. And now he's like, it's not that bad. And so I was like, I'm almost, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I believe
him. Maybe he doesn't know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
I feel like they love knowing, they love it going bad. Conspiracy people are like, told you.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Well, I don't know how much it like pays to like fully freak out about stuff. Mm-hmm. But then also this whole thing of like the definition of a pandemic, like people are getting obsessed over, are we going to call this a pandemic or not? But the thing is like what the commentators are saying, because after I watched the Four Corners thing, YouTube just kept playing. So on Sunday, it just went from Four Corners to reports of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Like it just keeps sending you all this stuff.
Trying to see if I can pull up. Like I'm getting pushed all these things in YouTube. I can't see it. But no, it makes sense. Fuck. I mean.
I hope that it all works out. I'm excited for the possibility of doing a little bit of working from home. Having sort of doing the podcast remote.
Yeah, dude, maybe having to
cancel a few meetings.
We're done.
But everyone's
all the businesses just holding on.
Everyone's going to be fucked. Like that's part of it, right? Like if we, I think we spoke about that the other day. It's like you can have. There's probably a bunch of people who were, you know, their business wasn't great, and now they can blame.
yeah.
The coronavirus.
They had no excuse because their business was a piece of shit. Their batch is 2 years late.
Yeah.
But then they use coronavirus and the, you know, collapse of the economy as like, mate. My business was healthy.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Anyway, that was lovely, Karen. Thank you. Appreciate them. Yeah. How are you, Philly?
Yeah, I'm good.
Your blood sugar back up?
Yeah. I got a spoonful of ice cream before the show.
You almost collapsed. It was shaking.
Well, it's currently 2:45 and I hadn't eaten.
Absolutely anything?
I had coffee and so I had that.
Yeah.
Sort of mouth, a dry mouth that makes me angry. And so I realized.
What was it?
Dry mouth.
I bet what was it? How's it sound? Can you get that a little bit?
Yeah, I can.
This is funny face.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So I was feeling a little, but I've gotten better. I said to 97, sorry that if I'm being rude, I'm just hungry.
It's good.
Which is a progression.
Step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Where did you learn that from?
Just self-awareness, you know. is there somewhere I learned it from?
No, I'm just thinking. I'm going to the psychologist tonight.
Oh, because it was in March. Great.
First session. Yeah, I got a cancellation.
Male or a female?
Female.
Mm-hmm.
And
what have you looked up on her? What's her deal?
I'm trying very hard not to – all I want to do – I don't know if it's like the male in me is like have all of my issues. I know the reason and the problem and where to fix them.
And so do I. So if she wants to call me, I can help you.
But I think it's I'm consciously, like you are pointing out that you're a bit shitty because you haven't eaten. Mm-hmm. I'm consciously trying to not have any answer or work out anything or have any preconceived idea of who she is and what she is. Mm-hmm.
But what's her bio? What do you know about
her? So I spent some time on her website. No, I actually couldn't find her website when I first booked it.
Okay.
And then
I looked again
and found it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went through it. She seems nice.
Does she say what sort of psychology?
See, this is the thing. I haven't gone into that. I couldn't. You're wanting to have all the answers before you see them.
Well, no, I'm just curious.
Because I'm going, what do I say to them? I'm like, is it like, do I set it up? I got this crazy business partner, this young Mr. 97 today, Karen and Rain Man. We're in the, how much, what are you, you know, you start thinking, do I have to outline all this stuff? Like, tell them about the podcast. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you?
It's too much on my mind even thinking like that.
Yeah.
You nervous for me?
Yeah, I am. when is it? Tomorrow or tonight?
Tonight, 6 p.m. So I got to leave.
Oh, that's exciting. Can we speak? So every time Bree goes to the psych, like she calls me straight away. Yeah. And I'm normally like, what did you say about me? Did you bring me up? No. She's like, yeah, she thinks that like you should go see your own psych. It's like anything. I'm like, I'm not going because she's Bree's psychologist suggested her son
as
the psychologist. I was like,
they can't talk for 7 years.
Yeah. Is that the deal?
7 years of silence. It rhymes, but there's like the code. It's like, yeah.
A seven-year code.
Seven-year code.
That's not very long. So we'll still be doing the show. Code
maybe once. I hope it's once you've finished with. It's not rolling.
So what's a seven-year code?
So doctors aren't allowed to talk about. It's doctor-patient privilege.
Only for 7 years.
Well, look it up. I heard it. I'm not just talking bullshit.
Did you know about this, Rain Man?
Never heard of it.
I was at a party and there was a psychologist there that was pretty pissed and had some sort of dirt. And I was like, I'll tell you in 7 years on something. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. 7 years is how long they keep the info for.
I don't know about this. It feels like some holes. But
I hope it's not holes because it came from a working psychologist.
A psychologist to say that I've got some dirt on someone.
Give him seven espresso martinis.
Yeah, no, I get
it. You probably get them talking within 3 hours.
No, I get it. A mate went to the psych for the first time a few weeks ago and the psychologist had a whiteboard and they were whiteboarding the whole session. She was drawing graphs and doing like a whole family tree.
It was Mr. Squiggle.
It had that vibe.
I mean, you either like it, it does something for somebody, I think. I kind of want them just to talk to me. I've been to like a couples counselling before, couples psychology.
What was the lesson? What did you?
Oh, it was my fault. No, but I think it's, I can't even remember, but there's a lot of just.
Guy or a girl?
It was a woman.
A woman, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted a woman, but maybe I want a man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sevs, you find anything on the 7 year rule?
Nah, I can't find anything on 7 years.
Could be client. It's like lawyers.
There's patient, doctor privilege or something?
Yeah.
What is that? What's the deal with that?
Well, I'm just trying to read through their code of ethics.
Jeez, it's going to take how long? How many pages?
32 pages.
But I even find like, I think doing what we do, it's like she messaged me. She randomly emails based on her cancellation, gives me a few times. I tell them, do you have any outside of hours? So I didn't accept one of the times. And then they're like, no, sorry, we don't. Can you get one of those? And then I get another email back saying, I've got an opening at Monday, 6 p.m., blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, first of all, so, what do I need? Like I'm trying to almost be too organized. Anything I need to bring? What do I need to
Do you have to bring like prep? A Medicare card or something?
That's it. That's all it is. But I think we're so used to like shoots and keeping things going. It's I need this, that, and the, you know.
So her processes aren't too dialed in.
Absolutely not. I didn't get a Cal invite.
Okay.
I wasn't notified through Slack.
Yeah.
Automated through a sound.
I would like that. I would like to have all that stuff. That's what I love about RBK, our accountants. I mean, just got that shit dialed in.
Getting a text message would be great. Like are you coming? I got one from my hairdresser the other day. It's like, haven't seen your beautiful face in ages. And I was like, who the fuck's this? It said that. Haven't seen your beautiful face in ages.
Did they spell beautiful B-O-O-T-I-F-L?
Beautiful. Like beautiful.
The way you said it?
No.
Okay, interesting.
Hang on, I'll find it for you.
Well, so what I love about Bree's psychologist is the psych just takes sides all the time. You know, like you think of a psych as someone that's like, they should be like, well, what could you do better?
Yeah.
And Bree comes out of her psychology like appointments. It's like, yeah, she thought that person was being a real bitch.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Like just fully slamming the people.
Is there a counselor partner privilege where you're not meant to I think it's trying to, it's like I could imagine you doing it kind of really calculated based on trying to like, this is the rapport builder. Me saying that equals rapport. And so they just like jump on that. But the people like the psychologists are humans too.
Yeah.
It might infuriate them. It's like this person is being a real.
Have you thought about coaching? Would you coach the psychologist?
You would.
Would you or no?
How are you? That's what I'd lead with. How are you, mate? How's your day been? No, I don't know. This is too much thinking about it anyway.
If they say, like, what brings you here? Have you thought about what you'd say?
I haven't thought about what I'd say.
Okay. That's probably a good thing.
Because I feel like whatever I say first is not going to be what I actually what they get to. Mm-hmm.
Sevs, do you think you ever go to a psych? What have you found?
So you're meant to keep those the stuff indefinitely under confidentiality or until 7 years after their death.
Oh, the person might have died that they were referring to.
Yeah.
What about if they've just died to you? They moved the psychologist. They're client. Like, dead to me, 7 years.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is.
Sevs, do you reckon you ever go to a psych?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like to. It's just a chat through things. It's not like there are any real problems. It's just being able to talk to someone.
You sure?
Yeah.
In Macau, what's the culture like with going and seeing someone? Do many people go to psychologists, Kaz?
I think it's more like a taboo topic. Mm-hmm. Like if you are depressed or have like mental illness, it's often like frowned upon.
You're a real pussy.
Yeah.
It's horrible. That's fucked.
Kaz laughs, but she doesn't vocalize it, but she's smiling. So when you hear silence.
Yeah.
There we go. Thanks, Kaz. You can vocalize your laugh because otherwise he just seems like.
Lift the volume on your laugh. You don't have to hold your hands over your mouth. You can laugh hard.
Yeah. Is that a taboo thing? Is laughing taboo or you can laugh?
No, it's a habit.
Okay, sure. Where's that come from, do you think?
All right, step into the psychologist.
I enjoy this. You don't have to answer that, Kaz. But
your answer will be held for 7 years after you.
When you laugh, like, what are you thinking when you laugh?
I think like it's kind of like ugly to like have your mouth really wide open.
Mm-hmm.
It's like same thing as like you yawning and then not covering it.
Sure.
I do it as a habit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like
I got issues, don't I?
Oh yeah, 97 does that. That's 97. It's actually a bit of a joke.
I wish he took some of that thinking.
Could you imagine?
50%.
That's even funnier. You got to watch the video, guys. Okay, interesting. And so the have you noticed being in Melbourne that the chat around psychology and mental health have you noticed a difference?
Not really.
Okay.
Notice conversation, the people at uni, any of your friends?
I think it's like you will get more support here. Like it's easier to find someone that you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the uni that I go to, they always say, oh, if you need anyone to chat to, here's the links and that's the phone number. But then in Macau, it's really hard to find that.
Interesting.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, fuck. I mean, I think there's been such a big piece of work in Australia around that.
Yeah.
You know, there's how many different foundations and sayings that are found, you know, the name of the saying is the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Chat to a mate.
Yeah. Well, it feels like there's like a bunch of those campaigns and things
like
that. It's
great. It's so good. Anyway,
97.
Welcome to the future.
Mm. Have we got any emails or anything? Or
yeah.
Oh, we've got the book club stuff.
Yeah. Do we also have a surprise?
Oh, do we?
Karen, you want to see?
Did you have something to show us? Oh, yeah, great.
Do I show it now?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. How does it work? It?
What do we do?
I'll send the link over to your Instagram.
Okay, great.
Ah, here we go. So this is live.
So one of us will do it.
Yeah.
So you're just going to send it, Kaz, to the Daily Talk Show's Instagram?
Actually, there's two. So like each of you can do one.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Great. TDT. Right, great.
What are you?
I'll go on the top one. You go click on the bottom.
Okay. I'm screen recording.
Continue.
Okay, I'm going bottom.
Okay.
Is it working?
Oh, that's great. That's so cool.
What is it?
It is. The Daily Talk Show is on my face.
Oh, it's a face tat.
Oh, that's great.
It's a face tat. Oh, that's awesome.
It's like Hayden Dibb, but less permanent. That's great.
Hayden Dibb, you should have waited.
So how did you do it, Kaz?
Remember like back ages ago, I did like a face filter thing for my uni and I asked you to do one for me.
Yeah.
And then I sort of promised that I'll do one for the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, I forget promises though.
Can you check on press the bottom link, save that and Sevs will put it into the video.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, the link didn't work for me. It said I need to download the app to use.
Oh, because you've got old. He's got old Instagram, I think. Here we go. Continue.
See if this. What's this? The studio. What is that? What's going on?
Oh,
what's happening?
It's confusing for you.
Oh my God. It cuts you out. So it's like you're on a green screen and it puts you into the Daily Talk Show studio. Oh, Rayman's fired up about this one.
That's that is sick. So good.
It'll look good when you're out in the street. So how do people access these, Kaz?
Oh, like this is on trial. So like once I have the proper logos and stuff, you guys can publish it and then the Grunks will have access to the link.
Amazing. So we can put the link on our site and people can access it. So you could be on the toilet and
pretend that I'm doing the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, this
is perfect. This is actually perfect from me doing the show from home. Don't you think? This is great.
In 15 second chunks.
This is so good. And how did you do the wood?
I just downloaded like a bunch of wood panels from Google and then like I painted it.
So that really?
It looks pretty. It looks spot on.
It looks spot on.
This is really good.
It's amazing. I love that. And what software did you use?
Spark AR Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And so then the next step is so
payment this is, to Kaz.
Yeah, exactly. So you send the invoice, and so that's it's a test version. You're saying.
Yeah.
And then from here, what did you say the next step is?
I would have to send the files to you guys, and then you guys would have to upload via the program, and then once Instagram approves it, then everyone can access it.
Okay, great.
If Instagram doesn't approve it, you guys will only have 50 trials.
Okay.
50 tries of putting it back up?
No, 50 tries, like people being able to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a limit now or is that?
Yeah, there's a limit now.
So what are we on, do you think?
40, 3. 47?
Yeah, sure.
I really want to send the link to a few people and get them to do something.
Yeah, sure. And so
it won't take long to approve it.
Won't it?
Don't reckon.
I like the positivity. I'll tell the counsellor about that tonight.
Great.
Rain Man, what's happening in the world of analytics?
Nothing as cool as that.
Yeah, what are you thinking about in regards to podcast analytics at the moment? What's on your mind?
Well, the sentiment analysis has been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at how positive and negative you guys are.
Can I have this data before I go to the psychologist?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. It can be a little tool sheet for you.
And so what's the idea with the sentiment analysis?
Just to get an idea of, you know, whether there's a trend of, you know, positivity or negativity in the episode or across episodes.
So it takes all the transcripts, the words, mm-hmm. and then links.
Google does its smarts and says, you know, you were really positive in that or negative in that. And
how, what do you think, where does Gronk fit on the positivity scale?
Yeah, I think we've got to train the AI to work that out.
To get around it.
Yeah.
Well, because it's pretty universal, isn't it?
Well, if you're from Western Sydney,
it's a negative.
It's negative. But if you're from the Gronk squad, it's positive or it's negative. That's the, you know, the diverse nature of it.
You could be confusing the algorithm now. So,
yeah,
true.
Well, I think, or we're just reinventing the word.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Which could be good.
Well, that's good. And so, any sort of hint at what we are?
More negative or more positive?
Yeah. So, I mean, generally positive, isn't it? So,
yeah.
That's good.
Just positive on the
There's some dips that we're trying to analyze. So, we'll.
What about today's app?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you reckon?
Started the blood sugar. It's a clear
positive.
Yeah.
Right, well, coronavirus. I think that there's.
That's true. It might pull out psychology. Was it pandemic? You used that word, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I did.
Maybe it's negative, actually. Uh-huh.
Imagine the future if they did this sentiment analysis on big data. So they captured everyone's conversations over phone.
Yeah.
And then they were, you know, deploying out helpers to people that were in a negative spiral.
Well, Amazon just, they put together a patent request around the being able to detect in a user's voice of Alexa whether they're feeling happy or sad.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to do about it?
Well, I guess if you're feeling sad.
Well, think about it from a purchaser's standpoint. Mm. If they're happy, they're more likely to make a purchase.
Yeah.
Or it could be that sad thing where you just want to make yourself feel better and buy something.
Yeah, I think it's more of that shit, more of the darker stuff.
Yeah.
That would make sense. What does Josh like? He loves.
Yeah, Josh. Or yeah, when I'm sad, it's like, okay,
target
like,
you with ads.
Or maybe it could be something like ordering you Uber Eats.
Something like that
could work.
I wanted to cheer you up. Alexa's just.
Yeah, that'd be great. Kaz, have you been listening to the show? It's okay if you haven't.
But. Yes and no.
Okay.
Well, yes and no.
I actually, because I gave the stickers to my uni friends and I never thought that they would actually listen to the show.
Really?
And they actually do.
Really?
Really.
Oh, that's good.
That's cool.
And highlights from listening or watching lately? Anything that stands out? I can't think of anything, but any favorite guests or any favorite moments or even moments of rebuttal, things that you disagree with that you want to bring up?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Too many. That's what I'm
Have you been sensing. Watching on your computer or how
yeah,
have you been?
YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. Mm-hmm. How do people do this? Like you just put someone on the spot. And
He's a prick. He's an absolute prick. Sorry about that, Kaz.
The limo episode that that had a bit of a negative sentiment. All the sad chat.
A lot of eating, a lot of sad. That's true. That was very sad, wasn't it?
Do we need a...
The alcohol, like 56 standard drinks or whatever, that was pretty sad. Do you drink, Kaz? Yeah.
She's nodding yes.
Yeah, she's,
as she sculls a bottle. Yeah.
What's your drink? What's your drink of choice? What do you like to drink?
Well, like I'm very new to drinking, so like beer and cider is now my go-to drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But then if my families are with me, then I'll go for like fancier stuff.
Because they're paying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
And so what was the when was your first drink?
Oh God. It was like a couple of days before my 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. It was my friend's birthday and then he got us shots.
Oh, wow.
We're all like, good first drinks start. Shots.
Talking about drinks, this Bond club.
Well, I shared on our Facebook group. I was pushed an ad for Bond nightclub here in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Which
was that
is
on Facebook?
That was on Facebook. It was a video. It sort of was dynamic. It then had like a drop down of all their drink packages.
Mate, dynamic,
mate. It was. It had me until I saw $1,500 for a night.
And so, does that include drinks though?
It includes a lot of drinks.
How many drinks?
Priority
Surely
access.
Unlimited.
How many people?
Not unlimited. But
not unlimited. 1.5 liter bottle of Grey Goose, like a high end. A nice bottle of champagne. Shots. Mixers, your own private booth, all of that.
Where is it?
It's in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I once hosted an event there. I was the MC.
What did you
of
wear?
A sit down dinner. I wore a suit, shirt.
Borrowed?
Nah, had one. Still got it.
Oh, that's good.
I only have one. Actually got two, my wedding suit and another one.
So clubbing, Kaz and Rain Man, are you guys clubbers? Do you go clubbing? Kaz is
we're getting a no
still getting
from
used
Kaz?
To the audio platform. When you have headphones, it'll be easier because you'll know.
I am.
Oh, really?
Rayman, you club, do you, bro?
Occasionally, yeah.
If, I feel like you may have had a DJ business in a previous life.
Oh, no, that's the next business. This doesn't work.
And, I could imagine, like, the exact beats per minute that gets the club going the best, sentiment analysis.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me just run a sentiment analysis on the club
and so
in
what,
real time.
What clubs are you going to?
Oh, like, what do you mean? Like, the name of the clubs or the...
Like, what other things?
Like, Brown Alley, maybe? That's, like, the main one in the city at the moment.
And how often are you going?
It's for like a person, not a club. Like I wouldn't go to a club for it's for a DJ.
So yeah, he's following.
So
the
you
DJ
like DJs?
Around.
I like the DJs, not so much the club.
He's got no connection to a club. Like he'll go to what club is required to club.
Have you heard of Grant Smiley?
No.
Okay, too young.
We had him on the show, and he's a very successful DJ.
Was,
is
he still DJs? A little bit.
Yeah, but first time he said he hadn't been on the decks. That was like over New Year's was the first time he got back on the decks.
Oh, really?
He's an entrepreneur.
It's like a
now.
President though, like always a president type of thing. But so so what sort of DJ stand out for you at the moment?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Oliver Koletsky. He's a
What's he doing? One.
He's just DJing, you know.
What sort of music though?
It's like I guess house music. Mm-hmm. But
Doof doof.
And so house is like a hard bass.
No, it's more like, it's lesser like, you know, like, you'd know like techno, which like really, it's more like normal music.
Anyway.
More like that.
Yeah, more like that.
It's like a bass drop. There's more bass drops in house.
The point of the Bond thing is that I put into the group saying, what do you think for Mr. 97's first nightclub experience? And there was a lot of yeses and quite a few no's. And I see their point in the no's, and that point is that it's like it's not a shitty club to start with. We all go to real dive, dirty, just doof clubs to start. So I think the other option from the high end one, which is probably just more because I would probably prefer the higher
Kaz,
end one.
What do you think? Less do you like the around. Idea? Will you come to the Bond nightclub?
If we have
it's
a booth.
Free for me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's free for me, yeah.
No, I get it.
No, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. So it's $1,500 for a booth.
And so how many people do we get in the booth?
Well, maybe up to 10. Have a look, Sev. I mean, that's
if
what you
we
should,
said
should
we
pull
could
up.
Do some video content and Kaz brought a gimbal.
Well, I emceed that event and was promised payment, and it was wasn't for the club specifically.
It's like a PR agency, wasn't it? Or?
And I never got paid. Mm. So technically they owe me a free booth. It was $2,000 outstanding, had to void the invoice. Only time I've ever voided an invoice in my life, like one that was meant to be, did the
well,
job.
We had
meant
to
be
void
paid.
All data because I fucked up the number.
Yeah, but no, that I mean one that.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
It was 2 years later and I'm like, I'm not
I
fucking
didn't even know you could
money.
Void. Like anyway, it was only the other day. It's great. So, all right, Kaz.
Technically
so,
I'm owed.
So, Kaz, if you, if we can pay, you'll come along.
The other option outside of the very expensive package at Bond is going to somewhere where we can have a bit of pool, somewhere where we can get our own area. It's
like
not going to cost us. No.
I feel like Rain Man would
Shepparton.
Be less into this.
Shepparton.
No, I'm more into that.
Really?
Yeah.
We can go to one of the nightclubs that the deck own. Oh, so yeah. There's Ballarat is an option. Geelong's an option. Shepparton's an option. Or Echuca. Echuca would be great. That's an option. So this, I'm sure we could organise some kind of.
That's like you're talking an hour to 3 hours away, depending.
Yeah, an hour to 3 hours. It'd be a weekend of it. Leave on Saturday, get home Sunday. Just.
Yeah, I don't know if I want it to be a whole week.
No, you don't have to hang out with everyone. It's just one night. You just got to stay. You just can't drive home unless you.
So you're doing this because it's cheaper.
Well, but it's also
to hire a minibus.
No, it's cheaper, but it's also got more of that shitty. Like, you know, not, Bond is the, you know, who rah, comes. Rah. It's the rah-rah. It's if Leonardo DiCaprio came here. They've had some massive stars at Bond. The other places are sort of that more uni club. What your first grab?
What about the Hallam Hotel?
Yeah, that kind of vibe.
Don't we could do something in the, like the southeast suburbs or something like that. That could be good.
Hallam's far.
And so would we, what I liked about Bond is the booth.
Yeah,
because then it's just nice to
10?
10.
It's 10 in the booth.
That's exclusive.
So 97, Kaz,
Rain. How whack is this? One free VIP waitress.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's good. That's what you want.
Okay. Yeah,
don't talk club talk when you've never been to a club, bro. So
is that a waitress?
So yeah, what's that photo? So
they come and give you drinks. They
is it a little sleazy?
Yeah, but
it does sound like that one. VIP waitress.
If we put forward
sounds
a waiter.
Half, what sounds makes, half stripper, half.
Yeah.
No, they're not. You go to Vegas and it feels
what's
more like
the difference
that,
between a waitress and a VIP waitress? I guess that's the
well,
question.
They're specifically looking after you guys. Mm-hmm. And so we had bottle service in Vegas watching Calvin Harris and we had an area and there was Cindy, whoever, a woman was like, looked after us. Mm-hmm. Really great. Like they make a lot of money through tips. They're fun. They're just like
would
hanging with you.
We have to tip on top of that $1,500?
No, not here. Not here.
Promise?
That's promise. Mate, you're paying a fucking premium.
But are they paying the waitress well then?
Yeah. Okay. People get paid well here.
Okay. I think that there would be, I feel like we're moving into a bit of a tipping culture.
Nah,
if you're spending $1,500, I feel like there is an
$500 tip.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling.
No, that's what you got to do in the States. The tip was as much as the bloody bottle in the end.
Yeah,
it's cost us shitloads of cash.
Kaz, are you going to any clubs or anything at the moment? None?
Like
clubs? Nightclubs, yeah.
No.
What's a club versus a club?
All right, Dad.
No,
uni club versus a club.
Okay, and so a uni club is...
Book club or a nightclub. Yeah. Very different clubs.
No, so the uni club, what's a uni club?
Oh, I am part of the photography club.
You serious?
No, yeah, it's legit book club versus nightclub. Anyway, to finish us off for the day, book club.
Yeah, the book club.
you wanted to do some kind of an update on where you can mm-hmm. purchase this book. It's yep. very exciting.
So the book is called Tiny Habits, The Small Changes That Change Everything. What do you think, Rain Man? I feel like it. You could get around this. A lot of stuff around, I mean, every page is just as tiny habits.
This is what the book club is.
How automatic is the behavior? Real interesting stuff. So anyway, 97.
Where do you get the book from?
So we'll set up a redirect. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/book club.
And is there a hyphen there?
No.
No.
Book Good. Club.
Just one word. One word, book club.
Do I need to capitalize book or B or C?
No, all lowercase.
Do you need to explain what a redirect is, or was that just useless information?
It should just work.
Mm-hmm. So just go to thedailytalkshow.com/book club.
And that'll redirect you to the Bookroom Collective, George's mum's bookshop, and you can purchase the book. We've got our own page, which is actually under a category. So it's like children's fiction, nonfiction, the Daily Talk Show Book Club.
Solid.
What do you think, Ray, man? Is that impressive?
That is good. The analytics you'll get on that.
Yeah, from an SEO point of view, it's great. And
we're basically
buy the book. If you need to buy the book, go on there. Funnily enough, George's mum's name is Kaz. And so Kaz will she'll wrap it and all that. Actually, I don't know. It goes into it.
It'll be sent to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't make promises.
Yeah, no, it won't be wrapped. Yeah, I meant like it's in like a big parcel.
Custom the Daily Talk Show wrapping.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But no,
propaganda, mate.
No, you really need to dial in your propaganda.
Let's look up propaganda before, because Josh is
trying to throw me under the bus.
It was a joke too. It was just like making fun of it.
Well, no, I just think that it may be because like
they use propaganda in the war to.
Yeah.
It was intense fake news, right?
Yeah. No.
So where am I going wrong with it?
I think that were you saying that the drones, like it was propaganda from the government?
Propaganda from somebody to increase
it has to be the government. That's what was the confusing bit. The propaganda bit, I feel like only really works.
It could have come from the American government. Is American people talking about it?
It doesn't have to come from a government.
Well, no, it doesn't have to come
from. I don't know where you're trying to throw me under the bus. I'm trying to look at where I can put my head under the tire.
No, I was confused at first because I thought you were talking about fake news.
Lynn?
I thought you were talking about fake news. I was just like, no, I was trying to save your ass in regards to
I'm being silly using something like propaganda in something as silly as this. Anyway, so did you get a-
Do you know what I want to know? Information, especially of a bias or misleading nature, used to promote a political cause or point of view.
Yeah. So it is political. So it could have been right if I was thinking that the American government are putting this out there to shit can the Chinese.
No, I get it.
So I was almost right.
No, I get it. I do because like, is it fair to say, Kaz, the propaganda in China and stuff, it's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What is the view? Like, is Macau, is it connected to China? Like, is there?
It's part of China, but it's not really China.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have our own government and our own currency. But then I think in 40 years from now, Macau will become China.
40 okay. years?
50, 40 years? I don't know.
Wow, that's when it gets handed back. It was like the.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Hong Kong as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's only recent. That's what's happening with all the. It was handed back from the British.
And so when people talk about propaganda in Macau, do you have to be careful or is it pretty open in regards to talking about stuff?
I think it's pretty
open. Uh-huh.
I mean, like you never know who like goes missing because they said something, right?
Kaz, what do you say? Fucking hell. I'm going to the psychologist and I'm bringing this up.
It sounded like a threat for Kaz.
It sounded flat out like a threat.
That's okay. No, I appreciate it.
No, it wasn't. No, Kaz, I'm just reading the room.
Reading the room.
It's all good.
We got a review.
Oh, did we?
Yep. BW from BA. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, it's Belinda Wall from Brand Amplified.
Ah, that's a good acronym. Guaranteed hashtag Gronk goodness. What a show. A brilliant daily format offering a huge variety of chats with all kinds of awesome humans. From budding business builders to global success stories and everything in between. Love the unstructured ambiguity in each episode too. With true warmth, respect, and plenty of hashtag Gronk banter, Tommy, Josh, and Mr. 97 put all guests at ease and reveal a heap of golden stories along the way. Guaranteed good times. 5 stars.
Great.
That was nice.
Propaganda free.
Great. Got it. I don't have an issue with it. No, I know it was more. I thought you were talking about fake news, which it's part of.
It could be more fake news than propaganda, to be honest. But
propaganda, like they use fake news, obviously. Like that's the big.
So I don't know mechanism. Where I went wrong.
I don't think you did. I think it was more. I think I was thinking that you were saying a viral video. There was a viral video that came out. That's fine. I don't
know. We'll look at the sentiment analysis. It could have been severely negative. What Josh spun at me. But we'll have to check with Rain Man.
What do you think, Rain Man?
No, just he needs to do the analytics.
Yeah,
but what's your sense of it?
You can judge after you look at a bit of the data. Yeah. You can see where the episode's going.
He's like Neo sees it in the Matrix. Yeah. Code.
And what are you feeling? Sentiment score? So
it's been swinging, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But overall,
we'll say positive.
Yeah, I'll finish with that. That's a positive note to finish on.
It's like going to watching the federal elections.
They're talking
shit half the time. Just like we'll throw to John, and he's like, "Yeah, I think it's all going good." And then they press a few buttons on a screen, and then
Hillary's definitely going to win. Yeah. Anyway, let's go. What's wrong, Sevs? It was a thing. It was like they were throwing to people, and Hillary. They were talking about Hillary. She's definitely going to win, guys. And then they came back, and Trump won. It's exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, I got it.
So they're saying it actually could happen with Bernie. So, like, people think Trump is definitely going to win based on what's happening at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But then Bernie the Dirty Little Dog will come out and beat him.
Really?
I don't know. Hopefully. I wouldn't mind. Not that it does anything to me that I know of just yet.
Bring it up with the psych, maybe.
I'll be bringing you up, mate. That's for fucking sure. And Lynn Jetson, she's going to get a mention.
I haven't corrected you that much. It's a single thing. Right. It's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Otherwise,
see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, I guess. Bye.
No, we will. See you guys.